The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. Full disclosure, although I was an English major in college, I didn't read all the books I was supposed to. Oops. As I think back to my days as a student, I was so focused on the idea of getting the grades I needed to graduate that I often failed to really absorb the material. I wasn't always living in the moment. Plus, while I loved working for the student newspaper, I definitely allowed my commitments there to interfere with my studies. I was Peter Parker, putting too many things on my plate at a time and fumbling through life as a result. Too bad I didn't have superpowers to help me out. It wasn't until my final semester that I buckled down and devoted myself to my classes. I stepped down from my various leadership roles and wrote only an occasional story for the NC State University newspaper, Technician. By that time, I also had a better grasp on how to manage my care, and I had a great caregiver team. That semester was my best from an academic standpoint, and I felt a genuine sense of accomplishment and growth heading into graduation. Yet, even as I crossed the stage and accepted my diploma, I felt like I still had so much to learn. Now it's August 2020, another SMA Awareness Month. I'm in my third year of writing for SMA News Today and working for its parent company, yet I still have much to learn. By overseeing our special series, 31 Days of SMA, I'm learning the stories of people in my community from around the world. Mentors who have SMA are also teaching me how to navigate adulthood. And I'm learning how to bleeping pronounce the new FDA-approved treatment, Evrysdi. Back when I graduated, there were several months before I acquired my full-time job here at BioNews. During that time, I did some freelance work, wrote comic book scripts, spoke at a medical conference, broke my femur after that conference, and spent 2 weeks hospitalized. As I've already stated many times, there's never a dull moment in the world of SMA. I also used this time to read and learn as much as I could. I read comics, memoirs, novels, short stories, you name it. Now that I wasn't restricted to a particular curriculum, I could delve into whatever I wanted. This was the period when I started reading books by Shane Burkaw and other authors with disabilities. Reading these stories helped me discover a passion I didn't know I had for writing about SMA. My unquenchable thirst for knowledge and stories has served me well, especially now. Because I'm home a lot now, I have more time to read, listen, and learn. I read History.com every day and listen to a wide variety of podcasts. I'm also balancing my regular consumption of comics with prose and nonfiction, too. I'm currently making my way through George R. Stewart's classic science fiction novel, Earth Abides, which is one of several books I never finished in college. Also, did you know that Ryder Strong, who played Sean in Boy Meets World, co-hosts a literary podcast? And it's fantastic. I learned some of the most random and fascinating tidbits while surfing the internet on a Friday night. As a person with SMA, and as just a person, I've learned to never stop learning. I loved my time in college, and I'm a strong advocate for academia. However, I've come to the realization that I don't need another degree to further my education. Knowledge is more accessible to our society than ever before, and my disability is in no way a hindrance to my pursuit of knowledge and wisdom. Even with the seemingly insurmountable challenges of this year, I'm grateful for the time I have on my hands. Though I long for the day when I can freely go out in public and surround myself with other people, I'm content right now with learning and listening. I'm content with being in the moment. And to any of my former professors reading or listening to this, at least I'm playing catch-up with my reading now. Better late than never. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and vlogger. In the forums, Evrysdi, also known as Risdiplam, is still a hot topic. Since its FDA approval this month, many of us are faced with the decision if we should switch from Spinraza. Alyssa's recent column discusses why she's chosen to stay with Spinraza for now. I myself am very intrigued by the new treatment, yet I'm not jumping ship just yet either. Not everyone is on Spinraza, though, so are starting the treatment process for the very first time. That may mean their first visit to a neurologist in years. Brianna is wondering what to expect with her first visit. If you have advice for her, head to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. Our 31 days of SMA is well underway. We've highlighted fabulous stories from individuals who have a personal connection to SMA, and we have more great features to come. Last weekend on smanewstoday.com, we looked at two unique perspectives on education. Jana Leach knew early on she wanted to be a teacher, and she made it happen. Not only has she taught in a school setting, she also has experience with online tutoring. I'm guessing these services will be quite popular with the need for continued social distancing. Education wasn't at the top of the list for Sari Rivera growing up, but now that she's 30, she's seeing the value in it. So much so that she's pursuing a public relations degree. Of course there are challenges, but I'm confident she can accomplish her goals. Read their full stories and see our upcoming featured articles at smanewstoday.com. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.